Kaiser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Did you know that hot dogs can save your life?
Hell yes, they can.
And that our tax dollars support owls.
That is true.
But first, storm debris.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but we were playing poker on Friday night, and my wife was at home during the tornadoes that were rolling through central Iowa. And I never, like, it was a 10-second walk to go back to the house, and I kept asking her, do you want me to come back? Do you want me to come back? And she said, no. What did you do during the tornadoes that rolled through?
I was eating Chinese food.
At your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you in a basement at all? Or?
No, I mean, we were in a good place. It was one of those things where I did that last run to the grocery store. And it was funny because the people at the grocery store, by and large, were buying up all the Confluence and other drinkables.
Well, yeah, that's what you did.
People were just jumping into their car. I pulled in. People are jumping in their cars. At least we got the beer. Like, people were a little irreverent about Mother Nature at the grocery store parking lot.
Do you remember the things that people paid for during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol and toilet paper. That was that was at the highest level.
Right.
We had 12 tornadoes hit in our state on Friday night. 12 tornadoes in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. The strongest one was an EF2 that hit Pleasant Hill. And you've seen videos probably of a lot of damage. And I believe there was at least one fatality. It touched down in Creston, Osceola. It hit Pleasant Hill. There was one that was about a mile away. It was an EF0 that was about a mile away from my house in West Des Moines.
You know,
because we could hear the sirens are going off in West Des Moines for a while.
Big shout out to Jason and Ann. Oh, my good. I mean, that's what we were doing. We were watching Jason Sudeikis and Ann up there talking about everything we should be doing, the minutes till it hit places, retracking, making, what do they call it? Making new polygons of the path. And it was just impressive to see someone broadcast that long in a constantly severe state.
Because it would roll through like about 9 o'clock, it got done, the sirens went off, and then here comes round two. And there was another line of storms that were coming up, I think, you know, a little to the southeast of central Iowa. But it was wild. And if you have a bunch of debris, if you're like, God, what am I going to do with like half a tree or whatever, Polk County has got you. They are actually going to do sweeps today. Cut your debris at 6 feet in length or shorter. Six is good if you got a big tree that came down. Between the curb and the sidewalk, tree and vegetation going to be collected by the city, by the county as well. So this isn't like, time you get an extra garbage day. No, this is for trees and bushes and branches and stuff that came down because of the weather that we got. You know, if you need to work with your insurance provider, make sure you get pictures of stuff before it gets picked up. If you need assistance, call 211. They'll help you out. But they will come to and do sweeps a lot through Pleasant Hill, Altoona on the east side, and then, of course, some stuff downtown. But they're doing sweeps all throughout the day.
Heartwarming story about a baby owl. I
saw this story and thought, Heather.
Our police officer heroes are really making me proud on a regular basis, but I get extra excited when they're helping out the animals in our community.
This is the wing that is injured, and just on the inside here, it's okay. Inside here is a little bit of bruising and swelling right on that first joint. He's pretty lucky. I mean, he's lucky that somebody was able to find him under the debris, find him when they did.
His name is Hooter. But yeah, just a little guy, can't fly, all fluff. So you see all the destruction, and all of a sudden in the middle of all of this little owl. It was just him on this little stick sitting there, nothing around him. He was obviously scared.
He's doing really good. Last night he ate quite a few small mice, so he's a lot more active this morning as well.
We were friends for about 5-10 minutes. We both work nights, so it was pretty cool. It doesn't matter if it's a person, doesn't matter if it's an animal. Like, if you need help, we're going to be there.
I like to know the police officers are saving the owls during the big storms.
Officer Mason Roberts right there. You know, after the storm debris, the people were safe. You look around and you find yourself an owl. Are owls metal?
Well, he ate several small mice, Wicket.
That's more than Ozzy biting the head off a bat. I don't think Ozzy's eaten several small mice on stage before. I could be wrong. Maybe he has, and I wasn't at that show. Who knows?
The storms stretched Iowa, Omaha. A man in Omaha credits a hot dog for saving his life.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings, be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard, and family's safe, stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
Hot dogs saved my life. That must mean that Joey Chestnut's going to live forever.
Well, it's funny because we've all heard the whole, I don't know if it's 17 minutes or 7 minutes. Every hot dog you eat takes minutes off your life, they say. But this guy apparently had a craving, went to the gas station to grab one.
Sometimes you need a hot dog, man.
And a tornado destroyed his home. Just took half of
it away. Oh, my gosh. Look at that thing. And he was out getting wieners. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. That's just amazing. Like, you come home, you know the tornado is happening. First of all, you got to be really hungry to leave it in the middle of a tornado and like an EF2 is coming dead on at your house. And you're like, you know what? Hot dogs. Need hot dogs right now. And then you come home and your house is destroyed.
I mean, that alert went off when I was inside the grocery store.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They told us to leave.
Oh, really? Well, that would make sense. They're not going to, I don't even know if, like, a Hy-Vee has a basement.
They said you can keep shopping, but if it actually is going to hit, you are going to have to leave.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was one of those situations.
You can't.
And it was like, oh, I thought we'd like go in the freezer or something, but no.
Because they're on flat land, and I don't know if you go underneath the grocery store. I doubt there's a basement under there. Probably not to support the weight of a store.
I got home quick, though.
I bet you did.
I got home quick. Then I sat and watched Jason Sudeikis go and ate Chinese food.
We just sat in and played poker. Like, we couldn't even. Yeah. We didn't even know it was raining.
Well, we got lucky. For those who didn't, our hearts go out to you. It's seeing the photos, seeing what Mother Nature did is scary. And it's hard to know that it could happen to anyone at any time.
There could be some more of this coming later this week. Too, like on Wednesday, maybe a little tomorrow, because it's gonna be so warm. It's gonna be 80. We know when it's hot and there's moisture in the air, more of this stuff can happen, so we could see a chance of it, according to our guy John Rivas, tomorrow and later on this week too. It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
When the cold meets the warm, and Mother Nature doesn't know what to do. It's another woman who doesn't know what to do in life. She's just like, I want this, now I want cold, now I want hot, here's tornadoes.
You choose to live here, Wicket.
Of course I do. I love it here.
You love it.
I love it.
60 is the maximum speed in ideal conditions.
I love a good televised high-speed chase.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.